the structure of the book of Numbers.
真的，我们看到有信心跟没有信心的跟随非常的重要。
So you can see how important it is to have faith in your following.
其实啊，我们活在人间，有时候凭眼睛哈，实在是看不到未来。
Because living in this world, sometimes with our own sight, we cannot see our future.
但是人很奇怪，就是常常眼见为信呢。
But strangely enough, for people, we often believe what we see.
如果没有常常听圣经哈，没有常常知道神的旨意。
If we do not often read the Bible, if we do not know the will of God.
就好像彼得走海面，他只是看风浪。
Just like Peter walking on the surface of the water, he only looked at the storm and waves.
那在美国，我们这个真的这个不快乐的人特别多。
We know that in America, a lot of people are unhappy.
那个我们物质拥有很多，但是我们忧虑很多。
We have a lot of materialistic means, but we also have a lot of worry.
您想想你的一生哈。
Reflect upon your own life.
你的一生什么时候没有困难？
When has it that you haven't encountered problems or difficulties?
Oh, 我觉得我这一辈子最快乐的时光就是没有读小学之前最快乐。
As for me, I think my happiest time of my life was before I went to elementary school.
只要不被爸爸妈妈打就很快乐这样子。
As long as I was not spanked by my parents, I was happy.
那个时光无忧无虑的哈。
I had no worries.
可是，一来开始读书之后，考试的压力就很大。
Once I started going to school, I have the pressure of tests.
啊，毕业生，这个找工作的压力就很大。
Upon graduation, I had the stress of finding a job.
工作之后又是这个工作的烦恼，还有，有的人很多人都有家庭的烦恼。
And after I started working, I worry about my job, and I also have to worry about my family.
真的，人间哦，眼见实系为难，眼睛看到真的很难。
So in this world, the things that you can see are very difficult.
所以我们只要看风浪，一定沉下去。
If we only look at the storms and the waves, we will sink.
啊，但是我们要眼睛盯着耶稣基督啊。
That's why we should look upon Jesus Christ.
我们就有办法走在风浪上面。
That is how we are able to walk upon them.
至少耶稣牵着我们的手，也可以走在风浪上面。
At least when Jesus Christ is holding our hand, we can walk through the waves.
真的有时候听到一些弟兄姐妹很美好的见证，好像什么都没，好像就是很难了。但是因为靠主能够度过那一段，结果呢，能够看到神的荣耀。
Sometimes hear about a lot of testimonies from brothers and sisters how they were in great difficulty, but because of the Lord and they were able to live out the glory.
亚伯拉罕的信心是什么
？What is the faith of Abraham？
就是从无到有。
He gained everything from nothing.
从死到活。
From dead into living.
这个是我们如果没有常常被提醒，很容易忘记。
And if we are not often reminded of this, we will often forget.
前几个礼拜我去尔湾教会布道会。
A few weeks ago, I went to Irvine Church for evangelical services.
那个结束布道，有一个同龄一个姐妹抓着我谈她的一些感想哈。
And after the service, a sister held on to me and told me she wanted to share about her experience.
跟她也是蛮熟的哈。
And I'm very familiar with her.
也知道她这个生孩子一段时间真的生不出来。
I knew for a long time that she couldn't bear children.
她说传道，你们讲的方法我通通试过了啦。
And she told me that preacher, every single method people has told me, I've tried.
什么祷告很认真啊，多少时间的祷告啦
？I put in a long hours of prayer.
那个禁食祷告啦
？I fasted and prayed.
可是怎么人家都有，我都生不出来呢
？Why is it that other people have children and I don't have any？
有时候真的祷告哭啊哭啊，主耶稣啊，我真的要有孩子，为什么我都不能有孩子啊
？Sometimes I cry, I pray and cry, but I cannot bear children.
然后觉得这个是他心中最想要的啦。
And that is the deepest earning of her heart.
可是没有啊。
But nothing happened.
真的，有时候他说禁食也是很久都没有啊。
She said she fasted for a very long time, but still she got nothing.
真的，有时候我们他还相信一件事情，他说传道按手有效了。
And she also believed in something. She said, "Preacher, laying of hand really."
他有时候故意叫两三个长老，就是长老执事跟他按手啊。
So sometimes she will ask a few preachers and elders to lay hands on her.
也是没有啊。
But still, nothing came out of it.
主耶稣，你到底什么意思？
She asked, "What is the meaning of this, Jesus?"
其实我们人世间每个人有时候会经历到那个阶段呢。
So throughout our life, sometimes we will encounter this very specific moment.
那你知道现在有一种科技吗？我现在都不晓得要怎么样评论这个事情哦。那个科技就是，体外受精嘛，是不是？就是，
And nowadays there are different technologies.
拿这个先生的精子跟太太，就是，试管吗？就是体啊、用试管嘛，哈、哦，用培养的方法这样子啊。
Where the embryo will be developed and then placed into the body.
哎呀，啊、哦，他说这个到底可不可以了？哈、哦，他也在想。
And so she was thinking if this she could do this.
那想一想，他不太放心。
But then she felt uneasy about it.
我现在对这个事情还没有评论哈，我还不知道怎么来干这个事情。
And as for me, I have no opinion on it.
他说，因为他说这个有人出来培养会，比如说培养五个孩子啊，不，五个受精卵啊，但是你不可能一次五胞胎啊。
Because sometimes when they the way they proceed this is they will develop a few different embryos.
那你就要杀掉两个嘛，对不对？
And then in order to keep just a few,
或是杀掉三个嘛
，they will have to eliminate a few of them.
但是 有时候我也想不通，你这个人工结合，如果你不植进去，它也是自然死亡嘛，对不对
？Because you know that if these embryos are not placed into the body, it will eventually die.
所以我还不知道主耶稣的意思是什么。
So I really don't know God's will regarding this issue.
可能要大家 study 一下，想一想。
Maybe we can study about this.
我们圣经上是讲说不可以杀受精卵的，不是不可以杀生命嘛
？The Bible tells us that we cannot murder a life. We cannot kill a life.
可这个生命是人故意去结合的嘛？那个原始材料也是神的嘛，哦。
However, we know that this the man-made is this embryo is created through man's means.
Human technology 应该是这样讲嘛，哦。
Human technology.
那可能就其他的受精卵要让它自然的，没有办法，你不可能一次植很多东西到肚子里面去嘛。
And we know that for those embryos that were not used, they will be killed.
所以他想一想，哎呀，主耶稣啊，你是不是叫我走这一条路了？
So she was thinking, "Oh Jesus, is this the path that you want me to go down?"
我想一想，应该也是可以啊。哦，他这样想啦。
And she sometimes think maybe it is doable.
啊，所以他就去找医生啊。
And so she went to the doctor.
那医生做了一次检查。
So after a checkup,
他说你是很好，但是有个问题，就是受精卵着床的地方哦，你有一个水泡啦，根本没有办法植啊。
And the doctor found out that wherever in her uterus where the embryos will be embedded and has there is a
Maybe bubble?
Bubble growing there, and so it makes it difficult for the embryo to embed.
就是受精卵没有办法着床了。
So it will be difficult for the embryo to embed.
所以就说你下个月再来这样子。
And so the doctor asked her to come return the next month.
哎，可是他就想，哎，为什么这个也不顺利呢？是不是主耶稣不要我走这条路呢
？And so she thought, how come this doesn't go smoothly? Is it because God is unwilling for me to go down
this path? 哦，他真的没有办法。有一天呢，他们家里都没有人。
And so she really had nothing else to do, couldn't do anything.
她就在一直哭，一直祷告，一直哭，一直祷告，一直哭，一直祷告，这样。
She was alone in her house, and she cried and prayed, and she prayed and cried and prayed and cried.
突然呢、啊，声音一个声音跟她说话。
And all of a sudden, she heard a voice speaking to her.
在神凡事都能。
Everything is permissible to God.
好，她听了那一句话之后呢？他就没有再回到医生那边去。
And after she heard this, she never returned to the doctors again.
那一句话之后的一个月，她就怀孕了。
And right after that, a month later, she
自然怀孕了哈、
哦。Naturally.
所以有时候真的，我在想，如果我是他哈，真的，我想每一个人的生命当中呢，哦，有比如说有人在找绿卡啦，哦，找绿卡，怎么每次等我在找绿卡，我在等绿卡的时候，也是真的等得很心很烦啊，很急躁那段时间哦。
And I know everyone encountered different difficulties in life. For example, when I was waiting for my green card, I waited for a very long time. I was very frustrated.
真的，一天到晚在等那个通知啊，那个信件啊，哦，这样子。
So it was very frustrating when I waited for the mail to come and the notice to come in.
人嘛，每个人都有那一段时间，但是有时候那个时间，如果你失落信心哈，没有继续依靠神。
So every one of us will encounter a moment like this, but if you lose your faith at that certain time,
我们用其他的方法
，we use a different means.
我是用就是走自己的路
，we find our own way.
到最后就看不到神的荣耀
，and you will not see the glory of God.
到时候人生就是一直漂泊，一直漂泊。
You may be wandering throughout your life.
那耶稣就是我们灵魂的锚啊。
but because God is the anchor of our spirit.
我们那个灵魂里面如果没有那个锚啊，我们的人生的船就是随风飘荡，我们的心永远是心灵的游牧民族。
And if we're not anchored by God, then we will be wandering our whole life like a nomad.
但是我不是说你有信心你一定会得到你想要得到的东西，也不一定哦。
But I'm not saying that if you have faith, you will get whatever you want, because that is not.
但是圣经上明明讲，这个亚伯拉罕他没有在人间没有得到他想要的啊。
Because the Bible says that Abraham he did not get what he want in this world.
啊，就是所谓那他想要就是那个土地啊，哈。
He wanted the land.
我们看希伯来书。
Let us turn to Hebrew.
当然神给他一个儿子，但是他也没 得到一个大族啊。
So even God gave him a son, he did not make him into a great people.
啊，那十三。
Great nation.
希伯来书十一章哈。
Hebrews chapter 11.
十一章的十三节。
Chapter 11 verse 13.
十一章十三节。
Chapter 11 verse 13.
十一章十三节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 13.
十四节、十五节、十六节。13, 14, 15. We他们若想念所离开的家乡，还可以回去的机会。十六节，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上。所以神被称他为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备做成。信仰最美好的地方就是，即使啊你在人间找不到你所要的，即使了哦。
The most beautiful faith is when you died, you still did not gain what you want
in this world. 你会觉得你到最后心还是很平稳的。
You realize that you're still at peace in your heart.
我们可是我们相信天不会截人的路了。
We know that God will not end your.
啊，不会让你过不下去，活不下去了。
God will not let you be unable to live.
啊，所以哦，到最后我们就看到真的要有信心哦，因为这完了整个结构就是跟我们讲，有信心神就有一个奇妙的带领，没有信心你就一直绕，一直绕，一直绕，绕不出来。
So we can see through the structure that you have to have faith. Without faith, you will be wandering around.
那没有信心，这些属点的人就是死在旷野。他们就是不能进去啊。
And those without faith will die in the desert. They will be unable to enter into the land of Canaan.
这个是我们信没有信心就得不到哈，不能得到。
And without faith, they cannot gain their inheritance.
啊，没有信心呐，我们的生命就回到原点呐。
Without faith, their life will go back to their origin.
从加底斯绕了一圈，还是绕到加底斯。
It parted from Kadesh, and they ended up still in Kadesh.
这个是。不晓得你的人生有没有白白走一段路。
So I'm not sure if you have wandered a short while in your life as well.
这个白白走一段路哈，可以赚到一些人生的经验。
If you have ever wandered in vain, you might learn some lessons in life.
但是有时候不一定需要有的。
But this might not be necessary.
这是我们可以在思想的一个问题。
This is something we can ponder upon.
那另外一个问题，我们可以想那这个。他们从第一代到第二代。
Another question we can think about is from their first generation to their second generation.
啊，第一代啊，大部分都是在埃及地生的。
The first generation were probably born in the land of Egypt.
啊，那个他们就受这个埃及高文明文化的影响。
They were highly educated by the Egyptian culture.
那第二代是在旷野生的。
Second generation were born in the desert.
啊，那第二代后来真的可以成为神的军队，进入应许之地。
However, the second generation were the ones who were able to become an army and enter into the land of promise.
那你看，埃及有韭菜，有葱，有西瓜，有肉啊，有应该有一个遮蔽的地方吧。
And we know that in Egypt there were different kind of vegetations and fruits and meat and food. So
在旷野，他们一天到晚想这些东西。有的人呐，哈。
So in the wilderness, a lot of people kept thinking of these goods.
我们发觉到环境真的也会影响到人的信心信仰。
So we can realize that your environment can really affect your faith.
如果神祝福你经济相当的不错，
God has blessed you with financial means，
我觉得你要考虑、哦、你什么都有，你真的要考虑怎么样教导你的孩子。
If you have everything, then you have to consider how you will educate your next generation.
在旷野什么都没有的孩子长大，真的物质比较缺乏，心灵可能比较强壮。
So the children who grew up in the wilderness, they were lacking in materialistic things, and but then they were able to grow stronger emotionally.
物质比较丰富，有可能呢，哈，心灵会比较缺乏。
Those who had abundance in materials, maybe they will be lacking in their hearts.
小弟来，哦，以自己做例子了。
For I take myself as an example.
小弟来到美国，这个住最大的房子就是在南加州。
The biggest house that I've ever lived in since moving to America was in Southern California.
我送我的儿子到 Arcadia， 的那个学区去。大家都如果住这边的话，你就知道这边有一个 town 叫 Arcadia， 里面的孩子啊，没有什么西，80%-90%都是东方人。
So, my son was sent to the the area of Arcadia, and you can know that the schools there have about 80% Asian population.
我还是有一次在做见证。
So one time my child told me a testimony.
给我感觉上他生命当中最低潮的时候就是在我住的最好的时候。
So I can tell that the lowest point in his life was when we lived in the best house.
他怎么说呢？他见证，后来见证他这样讲。
So when he testified, he told me that.
他说他在跟小朋友我儿子，他跟小朋友做见证的时候。
He testified to a student.
因为 SSC 嘛，他是 counselor， 我刚好也坐在那里嘛。
Oh, he was an counselor at SSC, and I happened to be there.
他说哦，他高中的时候到 Arcadia 那个高中去哈，同学都是开 Mercedes-Benz， 都开 Lexus。
He told me that during high school, when he went to the school in Arcadia, all his students drove Mercedes and Lexus luxury cars.
我爸爸什么都没有了。
My father had nothing.
我心里想，拜托，我那个时候最多的好不好
？And I was thinking, hey, I had a lot back then.
可是他说我什么都没有了。
But he told the students that he had nothing.
可是他在最好的地方，他觉得自己最失落。
When he was living in the best place, he felt it was the lowest point of his life.
因为我小弟住过东部跟西部哦。
I've also lived in the East Coast and the West Coast.
当然不是说西部的信徒比较富有，也不一定啦。
And it's not necessary that the people in the West Coast are more wealthy.
但是我觉得西部的环境真的比较好哎。
But you can really tell that I feel like the West Coast people lived in a better environment.
说实话，你给十个传道选，你要负责注目东部还是西部哈？我看大概只有。我看了、啊、大概就有少数会选东部
honestly,
我自己看了、
啊、Honestly speaking, if I let the preachers pick if they want to live in the West Coast or East Coast, I think most will choose the West Coast.
至少我觉得东部真的太冷了。
At least for me, I think West Coast, East Coast is way too cold.
又有 Sandy, 又有 Irene.
There's Sandy and Irene, the storms.
西部你看天天阳光。
And the West Coast is sunny every day.
我儿子在这边一天到晚都打球，都不读书的。
And my son would play basketball every day. He wouldn't study.
所以你说西部其实对孩子真的试探真的比较多一点。
So sometimes I feel like the West Coast has more temptations for children.
环境好，环境很好，其实那个心灵不一定有办法更强壮。
Under a very uncomfortable environment, maybe it would be harder for a heart.
你看那个环境不好，它就是。他就是会培养一颗坚韧的心呢、啊。
When you grow up from a very harsh environment, it will strengthen your heart.
所以你看那个两代人真的不太一样，一个是在高文明埃及长大的一代，一个是在旷野长大的一代。
So you can see the two generations of the Israelis. One were educated in Egypt, and the others grew up in the wilderness.
啊，当然不是说我们在西部的孩子就完蛋了，不是这样子了哈。
I'm not to say that the students from the West Coast are doomed.
我是说我们的家长可能要更注意，不要给他们太多东西。
I am suggesting that their parents have to be careful not to give them too much material.
不要给他们太舒适的拥有。
Don't let them own too much comfort.
这个是我读这一段我在看这个结构在思想的一些感想您可以做参考。
This is a reflection I have from reading through this chapter and you can take this as reference.
我们再来看整个再多看几个森林哈。 在 bird eye view， 我们再多看一点。
Look at a few more bird's eye view of this chapter of this book。
所以我们在看到这个这个，我们刚提到说他们数点人数。
We talked about how they did the census and numbered people。
那我们发现有一个有趣的现象。
We found a very something very interesting。
我们看人数好不好？
Let's look at the number of the people。
我们看第一章，民数记第一章。
Look at chapter one of Numbers。
民数记第一章。
Numbers chapter one。
第一章的四十五节、四十六节。
Numbers chapter one verse 55-56。
第一章四十五节、四十六节。
Chapter one verse 45-46。
那我们请张云姐啊，张云，张云是哪一位？是姐妹还是？啊，张云啊，请读。一章四十五节、四十六节。
Chapter one verse
45-46。那好，那刚刚是谁读了？啊，继续把它读完。共有603,550名。
Total was 603,550.
这个是没有包括利未人的哈。
And this was not including the Levites.
也没有包括二十岁以下的哈。
Not including anyone who's 20 years and
啊，这是二十岁以下能打仗，大约60万人呢，60万大军。
These were those who could go into war over 20 years old.
啊，我们来看这个四世纪的二十六章，民数记的二十六章。
To Numbers chapter 26.
民数记二十六章。
Numbers 26.
我们来读三十一节啊，五十一节。
26 verse 51.
啊，二十六章五十一节。
Chapter 26 verse 51.
Joe, Ronnie, which one is Ronnie?Which one is Ronnie? Ronnie. Sorry. Yes. Thank you. 601,730名。
Total number was 601,730.
那我们获悉到他们都是在要进迦南之前要数点。
So we realized that before they entered the land of Canaan, they did numberings.
那今天呢、我们看到他人数差不多了。
You can see that the approximate number of the people were similar.
大约是六十万人。
It was approximately 600,000 people.
当然迦南地有很多异表了哈。
We know that the land of Canaan had different meanings.
当然，有人说迦南地有这个战争，所以可不可以预表成天国呢？但是总之，迦南地就是一个休息的地方，牛奶与蜜之地就对了。
So land of Canaan is a metaphoric place of rest where they flowed milk and honey.
那如果有的人说迦南地有些地方也可以预表天国哈。
And some people say it also simplifies heaven.
或者是神的国度啦。
Or the kingdom of God.
或者是我们的心哈。
Or our hearts.
但是如果你要进去，无论怎么样到哪里要进去休息，如果没有信心的就进不去。
But nevertheless, if you want to enter into rest without faith, you cannot enter.
你看那个得救的人数有144,000人。
If you look at the number of those who were saved, were 144,000.
144,000, yeah. 144,000人，对不对？那个启示录里面得救的那个以色列诸派得救的人数是144,000人。
144,000 people.
有一个数字的，有一个一定的人数的。
There is a certain amount of number of people.
那如果说我们失落了一些恩典，有时候神会让兴起一些人来补足的。
So if we lose our faith, God will raise other people to fill this number.
你看那个犹大失去的工作的资格。
We know that Jude lost his job, lost his right.
那圣经上就说要拣选一个人来递补他那个使徒的职分。
And therefore the Bible says that they picked elected another person to take as discipleship.
啊，所以我们会知道说这个其实在神国度里面有神的一些经纶跟计划，是一些奥秘我们所不能了解的。
So therefore from this we can realize that within God's plans there are some mysteries that we cannot solve.
啊，有时候说那个预定的数目满了，怎么样怎么样怎么样哦。
There are sayings that when the number is full.
啊，就是有一个数目来的啦，哦。
So from this, you can see that there is a certain a specific number.
所以今天呢，我们可以服侍神呢，其实是一个极大的恩典呐。
So if today we are able to serve God, it is a great blessing.
因为我们如果失去这个恩典，神也可以兴起另外一些人来代替我们这个时代的人，或是代替我们这个工作的。
We know that one day if we lose faith, God will raise other people to replace our generation, to replace our jobs.
啊，这个是我们看到他数点的一些我们的感想。
So this is a reflection we have from the teaching of the numbering.
那今天呢，我们也要安息之前，我们自己本身也要懂得数点。
So today, before we take rest, we have to remember to count ourselves.
你知道，我们每年 NCC 我们都要数点。
So during NCC every year, we also do numberings.
啊，我们数点，我们现在传道有多少位？
We take a number of how many preachers we have.
我们的信徒有多少位？
How many members we have.
我们教会数有多少间？
And how many churches we have.
啊，感谢主，现在啊，感谢主，今年 DC 啊成立祈祷所。
We thank the Lord that DC has established a prayer house.
所以我们从26间增加到27间。
So our number has increased from 26 to 27.
那我们就在数点了，我们要怎么样得安息呢？
So when we are taking numbers, how do we take rest? How do we gain peace?
我们到 NCC， 我们在数点，将来教会怎么能够更大家能够更兴旺神的福音呢？可以得到神的国可以兴旺呢？
So during NCC when we did the numbers, we talked about how can we prosper the church of God.
我们发现到有一个事实啊。
We found out one fact.
2019年呢，我们的传道可能会不够。
By the year of 2019, we will not have enough preachers.
因为我们神学院是四年才毕业嘛，对不对？
Because our
theological school
has a term of 4 years.
那我们2014找不到神学生啊。
And the year of 2014, we did not recruit any students.
2019那个周传道是七十岁了吗？
So by 2019, Pastor Cho will reach 70 years of age.
69。66差不多哈，2019，总之呢，如果我们哦明年没有招到两个哈，我们可能会失去，就说，如果明年没有招到两个哈，2019我们还有预计北卡现在成立了没有？明年成立嘛，对不对？所以就28间，对不对？那还有奥斯丁是 potential 的，对不起。
Yeah, so because we have potentially going to establish church in North Carolina and Austin, so by 2019 we will be lacking in preachers.
我们都在数啦，我们有几个 potential 可以成立教会的地方。
So we are always numbering the potential establishments of
churches. 换句话说，如果我们没有再招不到神学生哈，我们很难安息哦。
And therefore, in other words, if we do not have enough preachers or theological students, we cannot have Sabbath and rest.
因为讲这个以后。去哪里再派工人来牧养教会呢？
Where are we going to hire all these workers to preach and pastor our sheep?
啊，说我们要数点之后要祷告。
Therefore, after the numberings, we must pray.
这个神的工人一定要这个神在感动人的心呐、啊。
Because for God, for people to come forward to work for God, God has to move people's hearts.
我们看马太福音九章的27节。
Turn to Matthew chapter 9, verse 27.
九章三十七节。
Matthew chapter 29 verse 37。
九章三十七节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 37。
三十七节，我们请 James 啊 ，James 路，请读。38
38。
所以我在这边拜托大家一件事情哈。
So here I plead with all of you.
请你祷告的时候 祈求那个庄稼的主打发工人呐、啊。
And therefore, in your prayer, please pray to the Lord of the harvest for the workers.
我们知道这个人没有办法鼓励了，这个一定是神选召的。
We know that we cannot encourage others to go into work for the Lord.
小弟已经跟大家分享过了。
I've shared about this before.
最近被案例的神学生啊，他就是祷告这个没有说 yes 哈，他会哭不停这样子。没有跟主耶稣说好了，我做了，他就一直哭哭不停这样子。
Theological student who was recently anointed before he said yes to God, he could not stop crying in his prayer.
因为神就一直感动他，念这个，哦，那他说好了好了，我出来做。
So before he agreed that whenever he cried, he would be moved to tears by God, and until the point when he said yes.
我们有一个传道做梦做到不出来不行了，一直让他做梦啊。
And another preacher before he came to work for the God, he could not stop having these dreams.
就是这个都是神选召的。
These people were called specifically by God.
但是我们呢，一定我们要数点哦，要安息，我们要祷告。
So therefore, after we've taken numbers, we have to pray.
你的生命如果要安息
，if you want to gain rest and peace,
你也要懂得数算你们家的恩典呢。
You must learn how to number your grace.
那个
your blessings.
有时候你在面对未来的时候，你的信心是从你前面神带的恩典过来的。
Sometimes when you face the future, your faith comes from all the things that God has led you from in the past.
有一个姐妹
，There was a sister.
那时候我们都在圣何西了。
When we were all in San Jose.
应该说一个家庭，不应该说一个家庭，是那个姐妹做见证。
There was a family where the sister testified.
她的先生的工作那个时候一直不是很稳定，这样子。
Ben's job was often unstable.
他就祷告，就一直跟神说：“神啊，为什么这样？为什么那样？为什么人家恩典那么多，我们家为什么我们现在都这么不顺利？”这样子。
So in her prayer, whenever she prayed to God, she kept asking why? Why is it so that other people are living so smoothly, but we keep encountering problems?
圣灵突然把他的那个思想转回到他以前神怎么带领他的路的。
But all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit turned her thoughts around to see all the blessings that God has led her
to. 觉得自己很惭愧啊。
And then she felt regretful.
以前的恩典这么多，
she had so many blessings.
她为什么现在这么没有信心呢？
Why is it so that she had no faith at the
certain
time?
所以你要进迦南之前哦，你要安息哦，你要懂得数点。
Never before you want to enter into the rest, enter into Canaan, you must be able to count your blessings.
你不是自己要数点，你要数点给孩子听啊。
You have to take account of your blessings, and you have to count them to your children.
再来你数点之后，你会知道说，真的神的恩典真的是够用哦。想一想。
You have counted and numbered your blessings, and you will realize that God's grace is sufficient.
你看那个旷野这么长的路哦。
Imagine how long the journey was in the wilderness.
我常常跟弟兄姐妹说，我们来算一算，你们当中有没有会心算的？我们来算一算。
Can anyone do very fast calculation?
来，如果我们在美国吃早餐，麦当劳一份早餐$5，好不好？
If you have breakfast from McDonald's, the meal is about $5.
那你给他算40年。
If you multiply that by 40 years,
那多少？
Do you know how much money?
没有，那不能算40年。你要算，$5乘以360天，对不对？那多少？365多少
？So $5 times 365.
我们做早餐就好了。多少钱？谁会心算来？再乘以40，来多少
？And times
所有 calculator 算一下来，所有 calculator 算一下。假设73,000，对不对？那再乘以40年，
已经乘了，
已经乘以40年了，再乘以200万，多少？你那个 calculator 大概爆掉了，会不会？calculator 多少？
Number of $5 meals times number of days times 40 years times 2 million people.
Can someone give me the number, please? 146亿。如果我是摩西啦，200亿还是200万？1.46亿啊！如果我是摩西啦，
If I were Moses,
我算一算这样子，
If I take a calculation,
如果我早知道是四十年才进得去啊，
If I knew that it would take them 40 years to enter the land of Canaan,
我真的不敢呢。
I would not be able to take up the duty.
这个光吃饭吃早餐就有问题啦。
Merely breakfast would be a big problem.
你要再吃中餐更贵嘞。
Lunch would be more expensive.
还要再吃晚餐。
And then there's dinner.
这个谁敢带啊？
Who would take up this job?
如果我们凭眼见哦，真的没有东西可以做得好。
If we only see from our sights, we cannot do anything well.
我这次听到达拉斯一个代表在谈他们的建筑，我是很感动。
I recently heard sharing from a representative from Dallas, and I was very touched.
他们感谢主，他们已经开 open the ground， 是不是叫做什么破土了？叫破土了。
So they have started digging up the foundation.
他们那个经历了三年好多的事情。
After 3 years of a lot of different difficulties,
他们终于破土了。
They finally started construction.
他就说他们还差75万，因为他们大概建两 2 million to 3 million 的 project 了。
And so the project is about 2 to 3 million, and they're still lacking about 700,000.
有一群人就说啊，不可能啊，这个是太这个钱哪里来呢
？So a lot of people, there were voices that say that this is impossible. Where are we going to find the money？
所以很多人建议他们不要 proceed， 不要进行这个 project。
And a lot of people
有些人呢、啊、
，they some people suggested not to proceed with the project。
但是啊，有一个他说了，他这个姐妹他这样跟我分享说。他有一个同事不是基督徒，他们不是基督教界的。
But there is the sister when she shared, she said that she has a coworker who wasn't a Christian.
他是印度教的。
She is a believer in Hinduism.
要建一间6 million 的 project.
And they're about to build a temple that is a 6 million project.
他们手上都没不到一个 million 啊。
And they don't even have 1 million.
他们也敢这样冲嘞哦。
But they still dare to build the temple.
他说哇，我们基督徒都不如这个。他说他在说。为什么我们都没有他们那个心、哦、
And so she thought, why aren't we as faithful as those other people?、
哎、你看我们美国的真耶稣教会，我们现在不谈其他的教会，我们看我们美国的真耶稣教会。
Let's look at all the true Jesus churches in the
United States. 哪一间教会是你有足够的钱才是做下去的
？Have you ever had a time when we had enough money and then we built a church?
哪一间教会不是神迹呢？
Is there a church that wasn't a miracle?
哪一间教会真的不是？如果没有信心，哪里有办法把它盖起来呢
？Is there a church that was built without any faith?
但是哪一间教会，当你回头过去看的时候
，So every single church, when you look back on the history,
你会觉得真的是恩典够用。
You will realize that God's grace is truly sufficient.
所以我记得有一个传道，他常常讲钱不是问题。
So I remember a preacher who often said the money is not a problem.
在我们的建筑过程当中，我们的确有这个感受。
Throughout all the constructions of our churches, this is what we felt.
所以，我们一数点啊，就看到主耶稣很多恩典啊。你要得安息，你要懂得数点过去的，懂得数点现在你所拥有的。
So it is truly that when you learn how to count and number your blessings, you will see that God, how much God has given you.
那我们再来看那个这个准备入迦南之前，他们又做了几件事情。
So we see there are other things that they did in preparation before.
我们现在看大纲就好哈，看大纲。
So that is all, just look at the structure.
那个第二章啊，第一章谈数点，第二章呢，他们谈到是他们过着一种以神为中心的生活。
So first chapter talk about the numbering of people. The second chapter they start talking about how they center their lives around God.
你看，如果仔细读这个经文，他们是围着耶柜啊在那边做 camping 的。咱们围着耶柜呢，住宿的。
So if you can read this clearly, you can see the arrangement of their tribal camps were surrounding the ark.
他们前进也是以耶柜做中心就是以这个神的帐幕做中心前进的。
And every time they set forth, they also centered around the temple of God.
所以这个告诉我们其实我们在走旷野的路我们要得安息我们的生命呢，要以神做我们生命的中心呢。
And so this also tells us that before we enter into rest into the land of Canaan, we must also center our lives around God.
我妈妈做见证的时候，常常她说她这一辈子做对一件事情。
When my mom testified, she often testified that she has only done one thing right in her whole life.
虽然她不是一下子就很热心的一个信徒。
Even though she wasn't always fervent as a believer,
因为她很爱赚钱呐、啊。
Because she loved making money,
她一天做四个工作。
She had
她一天做她早上一个摊位，下午一个摊位，晚上一个摊位。
She had 3 different jobs.
那孩子怎么看呢？爸爸也在上班。
And how who took her care of the children when the dad was still working.
他说这辈子做的最对的事情就是他每次住房子住家一定是搬到教会旁边的。
She said the only thing she did right in her life was always moving close to the church, right beside the church.
所以我们孩子虽然爸爸妈妈好像没有什么理我们的样子。
So when the children, even though the parents couldn't really take care of their children.
但是因为教会的活动多，所以孩子就在教会的活动当中长大的。
But because the church also had lots of different events, so the children were able to grow up in church.
感谢主了，他的孩子妈妈的孩子给他操心的不是很多了，可以得安息啊。
Thank the Lord, the children were not very troublesome, so the mother was able to have a lot of rest.
他懂得让神做就是以神就是让成为孩子生活的一个中心。
Because she knew how to center the family and God's.
那第三章呢，就谈到我们来看第三章
Let us read chapter 3.
第三章谈到这个。第三章谈到圣洁的生活了哈。
Chapter 3 talked about living a life of holiness.
有服事要圣洁这样子啊。
A life of servitude and holiness.
应该是谈到亚伦的子孙了哈，对不起。
So chapter 3 talked about the descendants of Aaron.
看一下哈。第五章才谈到圣洁的生活，谈到服事的生活啊。
So chapter 5 talked about service.
对不起，第三章、第四章谈到服事的生活。
Chapter 3 and 4 talked about life of servitude.
今天呢，我们在人间行走旷野路，我们要懂得服事神。
Today, when we're walking around the wilderness of this world, we must learn servitude.
这个服事的人呢，通常有时候他因为需要教导人呢。或者是需要服侍神呢，所以他会追求了。
And those who need to serve God, teach others, must pursue after God's teaching.
如果我们知道自己的孩子能够当阿姨老师，我们都知道他的信仰比较容易被保守。
If we know that if our children can be a religious education teachers, then it'd be easier for them to keep their faith.
那服侍的人第五章谈到要圣洁。
So in chapter 5, it talks about how the servers of God have to be holy.
那今天我们如果要服侍神，我们也要追求圣洁的生活。
If for today we want to serve God, we must pursue a life of holiness.
没有圣洁没有办法亲近神。
Without being pure, we cannot draw close to God.
第六章
，Chapter 6，
谈到要做拿细耳人。
Talks about being a Nazarite.
这是一段时间的一个专心的服事。
And this is to set aside a certain period of time for servitude.
再来就是我们看，我们换一下了哈。我们看第九章。
Let's continue on to chapter 9.
这个谈到要过逾越节。
Chapter 9 talks about keeping the Passover.
所以我们会知道他一些记录呢，都在谈到，如果我们真的要得安息，要进迦南地呢，我们在人间要过这样的生活。
So we can see that these chapters talk about how before we enter into the land of Canaan and the preparations we need to do, the kind of life we need to live.
到最后要谈到说我们要凭信心行啊。
And in the end, talks about we have to act according to our faith.
这个是大概重点翻阅了哈，重点翻阅。
So we are looking through the main points.
那我们再往下看。
Let's look forward.
那个十五章到二十章啊。
From 15 to 20, chapter 15 to 20.
这个是大概记载38年的时间呢。
It records about the span of 38 years.
因为十四章的后面呢，他们就神就 verdict， 就是他们要漂流40年嘛。
Because in the end of the chapter 14, God gave them a verdict that they will wander for 40 years.
那二十章呢，他们就已经又到加底斯了。
So by chapter 20, they have again came back to the land of Kadesh.
但是我们发觉到这个三十八年很长，可是记载当中只有五章而已啊。
So we can realize that although 38 years is very long, it is only recorded within 5 chapters.
所以好像没有信心，如果没有信心在神当中，好像人间过得很长，在神当中好像没有太多事情的一样啊，好像啊。
So we can see that without faith, even though you lived a long, toilsome life, in God's eyes, it is only nothing.
那我们看这个漂泊的就是在这个红海跟加底斯当中走来走去的。
We can see that through their wandering, they walked up.Through the Red Sea to Kadesh.
我们看十四章的二十五节。
Let's turn to chapter 14, verse 25.
十四章。
Chapter 14.
看是不是？ 十四章二十五节。
14:25。
好，那个，谁来读一下 ？Manfred。所以他们又从红海的路，啊，从红海路那边去了，啊。
So again, they turned back to the route of the Red Sea.
他们从红海过来的。
They came through via the route of the Red Sea.
然后又往那边走。
And then they returned to that route.
然后又走回来啊。
And they went back.
啊，这样子漂流了38年。
And through this wandering, they wandered for 38 years.
虽然这是一个被处，好像是处罚的漂泊。
Even though it seemed like a penalty for them.
那神也是教导他们要敬畏神。
God still taught them to worship God, to fear God.
所以十五章开始谈到献祭啊。
Therefore, chapter 15 talked about offerings.
啊，在漂泊当中要懂得安息。
So through all their wanderings, they must know how to take Sabbath.
我们把这一段看一下哈，因为其实我觉得我们这个是最大的恩典呐。
So this truly is the biggest blessings.
那我们来读15:32-36。
Let us read chapter 15 from verse 32-36.
15:32-36.
15:32-36.
Henry, can you read, please, Henry? Thirty-five.
Through their wanderings, it was difficult enough already.
啊，要懂得安息。
They must remember to take rest during Sabbath.
其实我觉得这是我们弟兄姐妹最大的享受。
I think this is the biggest indulgence for all our believers.
所以这个人被打死了。
So this person was put to death.
啊，用一个人呢来跟大家讲。
So through the story of this one man and it warned all the others.
啊，这个是极安息日是极大的恩典呐。
Sabbath day is the greatest blessing of God.
好像是用这样的方法，其实是神的一个慈爱的表现。
Even though it is a cruel penalty, but it is truly God's kindness and mercy.
让你知道你已经很辛苦了。
So that they will see that even though they are living difficultly in the wilderness.
为什么不休息一下呢？
Why wouldn't they take rest?
当然他们在旷野做错很多事情，神也给他们一些警告。
They also had a lot of transgressions in the wilderness, and God often warned them.
小弟大概就是我在想，我就其他你们看。你们自己看圣经了哈。
And for the rest, I urge you to read the Bible.
我就是尽量把那个每一章在讲什么稍微看一下。
Try to read what each chapter encompasses.
那明天我就我们就用题目式的来跟大家分享。
And tomorrow we will continue to share through different topics.
希望这个结构跟一些重点可以对大家有点帮助。
And I hope the outline of the structure can help you to understand. Let's pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.